I'm Paul Coleman, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. In Acts 1, verses 1 through 3, we read, "In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God." The book of Acts is about many things, but chiefly it is about Jesus himself continuing to do and to teach the gospel of the kingdom to the whole world through his church by the empowering presence of his Holy Spirit. This is the message of the book of Acts. The unstoppable gospel will be proclaimed to every people group on the planet by the unstoppable, Spirit-filled followers of the resurrected Jesus Christ. You and I, as followers of Jesus, are now part of that story. We, the church, are the continuation of the book of Acts. The fact that Jesus rose from the dead and is alive today is at the very heart of the gospel we proclaim. But therein lies the biggest hurdle to overcome. Rising from the dead is hard to swallow. People want proof, and that is not unreasonable. So, how do we prove that Jesus is alive and with us today? We begin with Jesus' first eyewitnesses. Luke declares in Acts 1:3 that Jesus presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. 40 days, a month plus, is a long time. Luke is telling us that Jesus visibly, repeatedly, presented himself during these 5.5 weeks, offering many proofs of his resurrection. These events became such a powerful testimony that the original eyewitness accounts continued to reverberate for years. Even decades later, the Apostle Paul relied on the power of these eyewitness accounts, as we see in his first letter to the church in Corinth, chapter 15, verses 5 through 7, where he writes that Jesus appeared to Peter and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Many of these eyewitnesses were still alive when Paul wrote this. Paul was willing and able to give eyewitness names and addresses. Luke is also the one who relates one of the very earliest eyewitness accounts taking place on the same day Jesus rose from the dead. In Luke 24, verses 13 through 16, and then verses 30 and 31, he records this event. "Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. As they walked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. When he was at table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight." These are just a couple of several eyewitness accounts recorded in Scripture as a testimony that all future generations can trust. Julius Caesar was assassinated in 44 BC by a group of senators led by Marcus Brutus. How do we know? Eyewitnesses. Abraham Lincoln was assassinated in 1865 by John Wilkes Booth. How do we know? Eyewitnesses. Jesus was crucified, dead, and buried. How do we know? Eyewitnesses. Jesus was raised from the dead on the third day. How do we know? Eyewitnesses over a period of 40 days, including more than 500 people at one time. Unlike Abraham Lincoln and Julius Caesar, Jesus is alive, and there is a record of eyewitnesses long enough to satisfy any court. Based on eyewitness accounts, we do not doubt the deaths of Lincoln and Caesar, nor do we doubt how they died. Why then should there be any doubt as to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, a fact of history testified to by hundreds of eyewitnesses. So don't be intimidated by those who want to dispute the resurrection of Jesus when you share the gospel. The evidence is on our side. Not only that, but you have Jesus himself with you, the empowering presence of his Holy Spirit, just as he promised. We, the church, are the continuation of the book of Acts. Today's Daily Thread has been presented by Paul W. Coleman of Along the Way Ministries. Please check us out at atwministries.org. This is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church,